CB Radio National Station. It is 6:30 a.m.
You have the top stories. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Steve. The third edition Economic Forum on Transport, Logistics and Real Estate kicks off today in Douala Littoral Region, aiming to enhance the city's appeal and investment potential to the public. In sport, officials from the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education hold the first preparatory meeting as the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon gear up for two crucial 2025 AFCON qualifiers against Namibia and Zimbabwe. Stay tuned for the stories and more right ahead. The third edition of the Douala Economic Forum opens this Monday, November the 11th, under the theme Transport, Logistics and the Real Estate Industry as Key Elements of Douala's Attractiveness. The five-day forum seeks to harness science and operational expertise to address Douala's growing urbanization challenges. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla reports.
A few hours to the 2024 edition of the Douala Economic Forum, the organizers are finalizing preparations. Canopies have equally been set up for the different companies that will be participating. Among the different structures that will be showcasing their know-how is the National Higher Polytechnic School of the University of Douala. Mr. Patrick Serge is an official of the school.
Les écoles d'ingénieurs aujourd'hui,
today, engineering schools, beyond the training of senior staff, have a role in supporting other economic development actors. The Douala Economic Forum gives us the opportunity to contribute and showcase what the school is already doing to contribute to the development of the city.
Participants say they will also propose solutions on how the city can overcome its development challenges.
Douala is a city that is surrounded by water. So what we are going to present here are suggestions on how the city of Douala can optimally benefit from the opportunities offered by the sea. We also have the problem of urban disorder. Solutions in this light have also been developed.
The forum will bring together investors, business leaders and experts who for 5 days will reflect on ways and means of facilitating transport logistics in the city of Douala. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CRTV News, Douala.
A delegation of young Cameroonians are taking part in the 2024 edition of the Youth Connect Africa Summit in Rwanda's capital, Kigali. The United Nations Women, headed by Cameroonian-born Janet Kem, is spearheading the 3 days event, which has gathered young leaders from Cameroon, Rwanda, Kenya and Tanzania around policymakers and stakeholders to create sustainable pathways for the development of agri-food systems in Africa. The representative of United Nations Women in Rwanda, Cameroonian-born Madame Janet Kem, has praised her young compatriots for their ingenuity in tech careers and innovations while outlining key policy recommendations for improving skills development for agri-food systems across the African continent. Let's listen to her in this excerpt of an interview selected by staff lady Belinda Shaw.
Agriculture contributes closely about 35% of most African GDPs, employs on an average about 70% of most of our populations. So our youths, if given that right opportunity, with the right technology that is rapidly changing the landscape of how we live and work, with the right financing, with the right policy space, fiscal space, and mentorship training, youths will be able to transform our continent as aspired in the Africa Agenda 2063. It's a pleasure for us to have supported jobs for youth through innovative skilling, and the one on jobs for youth in agri-food systems showed us that young people are up to their game. And I was happy to have visited the Cameroonian stand and to talk to a 10-year-old girl that demonstrated to me a robotic that she had made and how that robotic could be used in various ways. It's really a breaking ground for girls stepping into the digital space, bridging the gender digital gap.
The representative of United Nations Women in Rwanda, Cameroonian-born Madame Janet Kem, talking to Staff Lady Belinda Shaw. The Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Chancellor of Academic Orders, Professor Jacques Famendongo, will preside over the 10th edition of the University Festival of Arts and Culture, UNIFAC, that opens today and will run to the 16th of November 2024 at the University Institute of the Gulf of Guinea in Douala, Littoral Region. About 2,000 participants, including 1,500 student artists, 200 officials, 664 members of the jury, 200 student volunteers and first aiders are expected at the event. Rescue operations are still intensifying on the Nchang Cliff to recover the bodies of the persons still believed to be under the rubble of the landslide that occurred last Tuesday, November the 5th. Most of the 12 corpses recovered so far are said to be in a state of decomposition, and health officials have cautioned the population in the area against drinking water coming from the cliff, who intimated that it might have been contaminated by the presence of dead bodies in the rubble. Details with Eric Langmiawufo.
There is a surface runoff flowing through the landslide area where many persons are said to have been buried by the mass movement of rocks and soil. The water flows and empties itself into rivers around surrounding villages in Dengue and Sancho. The regional delegate of public health for the West, Dr. Shimon Dauda, who has also been involved in a rescue operation, suggests that the water is dangerous for human consumption.
We'll sensitize the population between all community health workers of this district to tell them how to potabilize the water before drink, because after this, the water sources can be contaminated and there is a risk of a big epidemic in this area. Our work from now to next few weeks is to prevent that epidemic.
He has been advising the population of the incident sites to boil, filter, and disinfect water in order to keep microorganisms and pathogens. In the meantime, most of the 12 corpses retrieved and which have been in a state of decay are being treated before being taken to the Nchang Regional Hospital next. Eric Langmiawufo, CRTV News, Nchang.
And sports, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Mwelekombi, will today preside over the first preparatory meeting ahead of the fifth and sixth match days, Namibia, Cameroon and Cameroon versus Zimbabwe, for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers to hold in Morocco. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 11 a.m. in the conference room of the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education. In the meantime, the Indomitable Lions are set to hold their first training session in Yaoundé today as they brace up for their fifth qualifier against Namibia this Wednesday, November the 13th, in Johannesburg, South Africa. Achur Avom Ebong from Lorient and Wiliti Yunusa from Rodez in the French League have received their first call-ups to Cameroon's national football team. They are among the 26 players summoned by head coach Mark Brice for the fifth and sixth AFCON qualifiers against Namibia and Zimbabwe. Harrison Ashutiko has the list of players in this report.
Mark Brice has made just four changes from the squad he used against Kenya. Darling Yongwa and Ivan Neyu are making a comeback, while Atu Avom Ebong and Wiliti Yunusa are newcomers. On the goalpost, the Belgian tactician has maintained the three goalies, Andre Onana, Simon Omosala and Gapandwebu. 10 defenders have been caught up to ensure that the team doesn't concede. Darling Yongwa, who last played for the Lions in the 2023 AFCON in Côte d'Ivoire, joins the regulars. Christopher Wo, Nuhu Tolo, Michael Ngandu, Fai Collins and five other players to man the defense. Two newcomers who play in the French League 2 are Atu Avomebong of FC Lorient and Wiliti Yunusa of Rodas are expected to partner with Frank Zambo Anguissa, Martin Hongla, Carlos Baleba and Ivan Neyu in the midfield to ensure that the balls get to the attackers. Kevin Kudo's current form with Damak FC in Saudi Arabia has been noticed by the technical bench of the Lions as he joins Captain Vincent Aboubakar, Brian Buemo, Boris Eno, Frank Magri, Mumin Gamalo and Patrick Soko up front. Even though the Indomitable Lions have already qualified for next year's AFCON in Morocco, McBree says they are determined to win the two upcoming matches against Namibia on Wednesday in Johannesburg, South Africa, and against Zimbabwe in Yaoundé on the 19th of November.
We're going to perform, although we're qualified already, but the two games stay important.
The players are expected to begin arriving in Yaoundé in the hours ahead, as they will have their first training session this Monday.
And that was the 6:30 a.m. news brought to you by Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening.